Hello and welcome to Ask an Activist, a CND Peace Education podcast where we're speaking to young change makers from around the country and around the world. I'm really happy to be joined by Angelo Cardona from Colombia. Hi, Angelo.
Hey. Yeah, as you said, my name is Angelo Cardona. I'm 24 years old now, and I started my activism since I was 11 years old in Colombia. I'm a peace and disarmament activist, as well a human rights defender. I have had the opportunity to work in Colombia and some other regions of the world, including the UK, of course.
Well, what does it mean to be a pacifist? Like, what values are associated with that, and what kind of actions have you taken?
Well, to me, being a pacifist means addressing every single aspect of your life through non-violent means, be completely against war, and actively campaigning to get a world of peace. For me, that has different focuses, campaigning towards peace, of course, but as well human rights and disarmament. To me, that makes a comprehensive pacifist.
Would you be able to talk a little bit more about what it was like growing up in Colombia and the experiences that have led you to become a pacifist?
Yeah, well, growing up in the midst of the Colombian armed conflict and witnessing violence around me was definitely a challenge for me and my family. However, at the same time, it was what moved my heart from a young age to start campaigning for peace and human rights. I think the main challenges that we had to face were mainly related to security. We received threats constantly due to my activism. My family has been always very supportive to me and my work for peace and human rights in the country, despite all threats and challenges it represents. I'm very, very passionate about my country, and the fight continues. Colombia, as of 2019, was considered the most dangerous place for human rights defenders in the world, according to Global Witness, which is a large charity that makes some research about threats against activists. So it's quite dangerous, but I think it's something that any person willing to make a change might have to face in a country like Colombia, so full of corruption and lots of different issues.
Did you find it difficult to convince other people to take on the same values as you?
It's a bit complicated because people have their own views. I don't think this is a matter of telling them what to do or trying to impose my opinion on them, but respecting and obviously having a good debate is not something I love to do as well. I think people in the end start to think and realize what a pacifist should be, what you can do to make a change. So I think it's just a matter of having a good discussion respectfully and peacefully.
So could you tell us a little bit more about what it has been like for you working around the world on different topics, and how you are able to balance working with so many different issues to do with peace and the military?
Well, that's been always difficult, but you try to balance your life, but always you feel tired, or sometimes you get extremely tired of so many things that you have to organize. We always have to be local and think global. So how the global issues actually affect my country. And I always have tried to connect the work that I do in Colombia with the work globally. Issues such as nuclear disarmament is something that in the end could affect Colombia, because a nuclear war will be catastrophic, I think, for the entire planet. And by the way, we are so happy that this next January 22nd, we will be celebrating the entering into force of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which is something I've been campaigning for in the past couple of years. So we are quite excited. And I think it's an incredible achievement for disarmament issues. In that sense, we try as well to raise awareness in Colombia about why this treaty is important to Colombia and how we can show solidarity to the campaign. So you always try to find ways to connect the work globally with the work locally.
One thing that you've had experience with talking about making global changes is working at and with the United Nations. Would you be able to explain a little bit about that and your experience working at that high level of cooperation?
It's been a fascinating experience, I have to say. The United Nations was founded in 1945 to foster peace globally so that we make sure that World War II and World War I will never happen again. In that sense, I think we have a huge challenge because still there are so many armed conflicts around the world. But pretty much my experience with the United Nations started locally in Colombia in 2016. The United Nations was one of the organizations that supported the implementation of the Colombian peace agreement. And pretty much since I was 15, I was cooperating with the United Nations. I had the opportunity as well to represent the country at the UN headquarters. I think is as well a way that the United Nations shows that young people really matter and they can truly make a change.
You also have grown up with activism and as an activist ever since you were 11. I wondered whether you had any reflections on that. Are you proud of what you achieved? Has it come at like the sacrifice of other things in your life at all?
Yes, of course. I have had to sacrifice lots of different things. Things that a normal teenager will do, I really never did. The other thing is the security issue, which I already mentioned. Obviously, that's been stressing, but it's a sacrifice that we are pretty much doing. At the same time, I'm happy because since I was 11, I found my purpose in life. And I think there is no greater thing than knowing your purpose in this world. I think in that sense, I'm happy. And since I was a teenager, I was always involved in politics, in international matters. So I was always very conscious about what was going on in the world. I think the desire to make an impact was stronger than living the same thing that teenagers my age were doing at that time. If you really want to do a change, this is not something that you will care too much about.
What does it mean to be a global citizen? And what are your thoughts about how we can achieve global peace together as people on the planet rather than, you know, necessarily just in our own countries?
I always say, if we want to change the world, we have to understand that our country is only one and it is called Earth, and our citizenship is only one and it is called humanity. I think when we come to understand the world in that way, we will be able to achieve peace to some degree. Since we are children, we are taught at the school that we are unique. For example, in your case that you are British and you have to admire your country, your heroes, you are special. And it's pretty much this nationalistic narrative, which I think that divides us. And if we could get rid of these nationalistic ideologies, we could make the world a better place. We could start to see change if we start to wonder and to care about things that happen in other regions of the world as if it'll be affecting us.
If people are listening to this podcast episode and would like to find out more about the kind of work that you're doing, where can they find more information about you? And would you like to share some information on projects that you're currently working on?
Well, most of my work can be found online. If you Google me, Angela Cardona, you'll be able to find my own website, www.angelocardona.com. Some of the campaigns or organizations that I'm cooperating with at the moment in Iberoamerica, I founded the Iberoamerican Alliance for Peace. So at the moment, we are working in the 22 countries of Iberoamerica. I'm as well part of the International Peace Bureau. I'm a council member of the IPB, which is the acronym of this organization. Pretty much our work is globally, but predominantly in Europe. So if there is any person interested in becoming part of the International Peace Bureau, we have a youth network. Lastly, with the global campaign on military spending, Essentially, this is a campaign to raise awareness and change the discourse regarding military spending. We start the campaign in April every year, so we need lots of support in that campaign too. You can reach out to me either directly in my website, or you can do it as well through social media. In all my social medias, I'm found as at Angelo Por La Paz, which means in English, Angelo for Peace. So Angelo Por La Paz in Spanish. I'll be happy to assist with any inquiry.
So thank you again, Angelo, for joining us on this episode of the podcast. Thank you also for listening to this episode of Ask an Activist. If you'd like to hear more of our interviews with young changemakers, you can visit our Peace Education blog at www.cnduk.org/education. You could also follow us on Facebook at CND Peace Education or on Twitter at CND Peace Ed. So have a great day and tune in next time that we ask an activist.